We are back. Hey guys,
Hello, welcome back.
it's good to be back. How have you been?
I've been good. I did something crazy.
No.
Yes, Aaron already knows.
No.
No way.
Well, tell us about it.
I got another tattoo on my arm.
I feel like we talked about this last time we were, I don't know, we had talked about a lot of things last episode, so I think we mentioned it and we were like talking about placement.
No, we didn't talk about this on the podcast. We talked
Oh.
about this at the mixology class you and I were at.
I knew we talked about it.
Yeah, we did talk about it, just not with mics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did it.
I think we should just have these mics on us everywhere we
I
go, and
know.
then we can just vlog our lives, our experiences
I
together,
agree.
our BFF
Yeah,
experience.
I agree.
Because that's something that we can tell the people. We did a mixology class. Oh yeah, this is huge news. We went to the mixology class where Louise's crush works. This is huge. Guys, he is smoking.
He's hot.
He's very, very, very gorgeous. Like a very well tailored man.
Well groomed.
Well groomed, tatted up, tall, like funny. He actually like sat down during his shift, like he's supposed to be working, and was like chatting it up. Like he also was giving us free drinks, which was
That as well.
always a plus in my
Always a
book.
plus.
And I think that I was telling Luis this, but he definitely has a thing for you.
I don't know why you got so quiet.
Are you blushing?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I think that he does.
I'd hope so.
But why do you think that he doesn't?
I don't know.
So why doubt yourself from the beginning? Like,
I'm not.
you definitely are.
I guess
You
like a little part of me like is.
a big part of you is holding yourself back.
No, I'm not holding myself back because
Okay, so when have you last talked to him?
literally last week.
Oh, right.
But at the same time, like, this is something I was telling a friend at dinner on Saturday because she was like, oh my God, like, how'd it go? And I was telling her, and I was like, I haven't really spoken to him since. I was like, but I was like, I'm not like stressed or like how I'd normally be like over a guy. I'd be like, ah, he hasn't texted me because like we have two completely different schedules.
I know, but that's why it wouldn't hurt if you just like text him.
I know, but like, I don't want to come across like annoying. I don't
I
know
don't think
why I
you
feel like I
would.
would, but like,
And even if
that's
you
the
did, then he's not your person. Like,
true.
screw
Yes. I need to take my shoes off.
him.
My beards and cream shoes.
Okay. But I think that you should text him, one, to remind him of our singles event.
Yeah.
Like, you should text him
Oh,
tonight.
yeah, because I invited him.
Right, and he said he would be there.
Yeah.
So, we know he's single.
We know he's single. I learned a lot more about him that night.
Yeah, because we ask questions.
True.
I like to get down to the
I know.
nitty-gritty. I'm
You
not
and
afraid to ask.
Fame. Fame is also very like
Yeah.
to the point. And I'm just like
You're like, whatever you say.
Well, I did like call him out, or yeah, kind of called it out because I guess you asked him his age, and he was like,
Birthday or something.
no, you asked him how old he was,
Okay.
and he was like, oh, I'm 34. And last time I'd seen him,
He said he
he had
was.
told me he was, or me and my other friend, 33. And so I think you went to the bathroom and he had come over, and I was like, so I was like, have you like had a birthday since I last saw you? Because last I remember, you're 33. and now you're 34. And he's like, oh, he's like, I'm actually turning 35 at the end of March. And I'm like, okay, so like,
are you sure?
I'm like, you know? And he said something along the lines of like, oh, like after you turn 30, you just like
forget how old you are.
Hmm.
I mean, maybe he's just like a 33-year-old at heart. He like doesn't want to turn 35.
Maybe, yeah.
So, I mean, I've definitely lied about my age before, so I can't.
I mean, I clearly forget how old I am.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, I'm turning 28, but I for some reason think I'm turning 29. But I'm not. But it's because Fernanda is turning 29 later this year. Mm. So that's where I'm kind of like...
You're thrown off.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be 32 this year. That's a old.
No, it's not.
I'll be a little 30s
old are
girl.
The new 20s.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Mm. Mm, trust me, they are.
Okay. Says who?
Society.
Okay. I thought we weren't listening to society.
Well, we're not, but like, I mean, like the new society, like us younger folks, okay. Or, you know.
Okay. The younger folks who are 20
and in their 30s.
The people that are 30 are the ones that are saying
30s are the new 20s.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'll go with that.
So,
yeah. Also, another green flag. So, he invited Luis up and a plus one to this mixology class, mm-hmm. And I thought, like, I didn't realize that it was going to be like a paid thing, but he like went around to like collect everyone's payment, and then he like goes up to Luisa and he's like, I've got yours.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do that to anybody else.
No, he didn't. True.
So I think that...
That is a...
Tall sign.
Mm-hmm.
That a guy likes you.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't doing that to any other girl at the table.
True. But, I mean, I don't think there were any single...
It doesn't matter.
True.
That
okay.
other guy
okay.
was gay that was with the girl.
True. Well, she was in a relationship.
He didn't know that. We know that
okay,
because
yeah,
we were talking to
true.
Them. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Just you, I feel like you keep doubting yourself.
I'm not doubting myself. I've just never, I'm not used to, I don't know how to read the signs to begin with when a man's into me.
Well, first of all, if you're into them, just go after them. And if he's not into you, he won't respond. He won't pay for your stuff. That's a for sure thing. He won't say he's going to come to an event. We'll see if he actually comes. Like, he's not, if a guy's not into you, like, you'll know.
True.
Remember that movie?
He's
just
not
that into
you.
You?
Yeah.
Like, you will know that he's not into you.
True.
So just be yourself and, like, do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to text him, text him.
Yeah.
Don't, like, overthink it.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just living vicariously through you in that moment. Because my dating life is non-existent.
Well, so is mine, technically.
Well, you have something to fantasize about, at
true.
Least.
True, I have something to be a little delulu about.
Yeah. Mine's non-existent. I just don't have any time.
Yeah.
Like, my mind is just so exhausted from the day when I go home.
Yeah.
I don't have time to, like, scroll on these dating apps and try to conversate with these stupid boys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know what? I'd just rather not.
Yeah.
It'll come.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, on that note, we have our singles party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that this episode's going to be coming out after the singles party already happened.
Yeah.
So, just FYI for future, We'll probably be doing single parties like once a quarter. Depending on how well this one turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll let you guys know how it goes, I guess.
Yeah.
But this is gonna be posted the week after.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you posted on it.
You'll find out in 2 weeks how it went.
Yeah.
I think those are all the little updates.
I'm trying to think of anything else happened to me, but I can't really think of anything. Me and my dad went to like a little beer wine or not wine beer tasting mm-hmm. like Valentine's thing this weekend with him and his friends, like college friends, which was kind of fun to like just see them relive stories mm-hmm. and like stuff like that. But it's funny because they have 3 girls, like my brother and sister and I, Aya's age, so we all grew up together. And 2 of them are married, or one's married with 2 kids, my age, married 2 kids. The other one, Mason's age, is getting engaged, or is engaged, getting married in September. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, so interesting, she's getting her doctorate in psychology to study like the patterns of like sexual predators.
Oh wow.
To see if they could be treated. I'm like, that's so freaking interesting. That's so
interesting.
So I was telling my dad, because they're over here talking about like weddings, and the mom is like, well, 5 years ago, like, this is how much I paid on this daughter, and, like, obviously inflation, so, like, she's trying to, like, map it out so they get, like, an equal amount of money or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, like, a week ago or so, Megan sent me a TikTok, and it was of this dad, like, skipping on the beach, and the text over it was, like, my dad not having to worry about paying for a wedding mm-hmm. because his daughter can't find a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I was like, I showed it to my dad, and he's like, he's like, for both of you. And I was like, yeah, dad, I know. I know. Trust me.
I saw one of, but it was like a mom, and I showed it to my mom, and I'm like, we need to film this for you, mom.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
A view of, for me.
Yeah. About me.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun. That's all I really did this weekend was, I was like, I need to get out of the house. I was kind of feeling like crummy last week, just mm-hmm. like congestion. I don't know if it was like the weather mm-hmm. or whatever, but I feel better.
That's good.
It was like when you know you have like a like gross stuff mm-hmm. in your chest, and then yeah. you have to cough, and then you can't sleep
yeah. because
you're coughing. And so I kind of just slept a lot. Oh, I started Euphoria.
I noticed.
And I binge-watched that a lot this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
And that show is crazy. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't.
It's wild.
You were, like, I was on my HBO, too.
Yeah.
And I could see, I was like, oh, wow, Aaron's episode 8 in Euphoria. Meanwhile, I'm over there watching Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations.
Yeah. I'm over here, like, I need to finish it.
Well, because I had originally gone on to HBO to try to find that documentary Tammy was telling us.
Oh, yeah.
About that.
The girl.
Yeah, but I got distracted.
I started watching that one, too.
Oh, really?
Last weekend. And then I ended up falling asleep. But, yeah, that's a wild one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is, like, first of all, these children are supposed to be in high school.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way they're in high school. Like, fully developed children.
Yeah, adults.
Adults. And I'm like, also, we grew up kind of in a different time.
Mm-hmm.
But high school was not that crazy. Like, these parties that they're going to, like, bangers. Like, I don't know where they're supposed to be from. You know?
It almost gives the vibes of LA, but I can look it up real fast.
Yeah. But yeah, like all the houses are big, like, so maybe it is LA. I don't know, but I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah. California.
That makes sense. So I'm just like mesmerized because I'm like, I don't know. The storyline's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been meaning to watch it.
It's good. I would say like the first two episodes, it kind of.
They're slow.
You kind of have to get sucked into it.
Okay. Yeah. I've been watching this Korean drama. My mom and I came across this Korean drama on TikTok. And my mom watches so many that I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I came across this one on TikTok and it's called Marry My Husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it so interesting from like one clip on TikTok and I was like, this kind of looks good. And so then I came across another clip and so I was like, I Googled it and I was like, where can we watch this? Because there are certain Korean dramas that you can't, like you have to have a special subscription.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon. And so the downside is like it's not like translated into like the English what's it called,
captions?
No, the like what the voiceover.
Oh yeah.
The or in Spanish, and so you have to like read the letters, the captions. But it's very interesting. I don't know if I told you what it's like, the gist of it, but I'll tell the listeners if they would like to watch this. It's about this girl, literally episode one. She has cancer. She has a shitty husband. She thinks she has this like amazing best friend. She's dying from stomach cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the hospital kicks her out because they're like, you can't pay your bills. Like, your husband stopped paying. You got to leave. We can't treat you no more.
Yeah.
So she calls for a taxi and she gets on the taxi. And the guy is like driving her and he's like, oh, like, don't be so sad. Like, he's trying to be very cheery and whatever. And she's just, like, thinking about how just, like, shitty her life has been. And so she goes to pay him. And he's, because I don't know, somehow they bring up her dad. And she's like, he passed away. Like, I have nobody. I have no family. And so when he finally drops her off, she goes to pay him. And he's like, no, please, take it. He's like, consider this, like, your dad's allowance.
Aw.
And he's like, take it, please. He's like, it's my last day. And so he drives off. And she gets into her house, and in Korean, you know, Asian culture, they tend to take their shoes off and put slippers on. So she notices immediately her best friend's red shoes.
Oh, no.
And she's like, it's one of those like slow moments. And she like hears them, her best friend and her husband talking. They're sleeping together, having an affair, talking about how they can't wait to cash in on the life insurance policy that they took out on her. And they just need her to die. And this is the best friend who's like, maybe I'll take her out for some fresh air and push her. Literally insane. So she like snaps. And I mean, she's weak from chemo and treatment. She's like throwing stuff and like yelling and just like hit her breaking point because she was a pushover. She let both of them like just do whatever they wanted to her. And so he pushes her to protect the mistress, and she falls on like a glass coffee table and she dies.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes back and she's like 10 years, like she dies in 2023 and she like opens her eyes and she's like in the middle of work in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees what her then boyfriend. And she immediately starts like attacking him and beating the shit out of him because she doesn't realize she's gone back in time because she's been given a second chance.
Yeah.
And it's so good. And it's actually just been like, you know, I think they just released two episodes today, but it's been getting like
juicy,
very juicy. There are moments where you're like, God, you're so dumb. Just like, stop being so pitiful. Like,
yeah,
just be like, there's like, I was telling my mom yesterday, I was like, she hasn't learned that her second chance wasn't just to have her best friend, like, you know, to her, for her to get revenge, like her sec, it's for her to realize that she's getting a second chance at living and accepting the good things. So it's really good, and I recommend it.
What's it called?
Marry My Husband.
Okay. On Amazon?
Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like an hour long, so like you could watch one, and they're like 16 episodes, and
yeah,
we'll get our happy ending, but.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
But anyways.
I remembered one more thing.
What?
But I forgot it. Never mind.
Okay.
I forgot. Like when you were talking, I remembered. I was like, oh yeah, that happened this weekend. But I can't remember.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Okay. We can move on from our own reality, and we could talk about whatever. What's on the agenda?
Well, I got a couple of things, but something that I do want to talk about that's kind of like not fresh, but like okay, and I'm just going to come out and say it.
Okay.
Have you seen like how the new Apple Vision goggles or glasses? They're the creepiest thing I've ever seen. I think they're glasses, but they look like goggles. I'm going to show you a picture because Aaron has not seen them. So this is what they look like.
They look like snowboarding goggles.
And this is how you wear them. And so
what are they?
They're Vision Pro glasses. But like you put them on, like I'm just going to put my sunglasses on. You put them on and you're immediately able to see like your home screen. And you're able to like grab and you're still able to see everything. It is so, it's just so.
We're going to be so like excluded from the world if we do that.
It's so scary. So let me try to find.
We're already connected
like,
to our
phones. Like people are already using them, by the way.
But like, we're already so connected to our phones as it is. Can you imagine if like if your phone is literally connected to your face?
No, I can't.
You don't even have to look down at your phone.
Okay, so this is the ad. So Aaron's watching the ad right now.
How do you text?
I don't know.
Why is he watching TV with it? Oh, you can zoom it. So the person that she's face calling, do they see her with the glasses?
I don't know.
Or they just see her eyeballs.
I don't know.
They look like ski goggles.
Yeah.
Why do you need? I don't understand why you need this.
I don't either. Like, it's giving Wally.
I don't like that.
It's giving Wally.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah. And I don't even actually guess how much they're going for.
Like $1,200.
No. With taxes, like $4,000. Yeah.
$4,000?
Yeah. Because, I'm assuming this pricing, it's like $3,499. But, like, once you include taxes and stuff, it's like $4,000.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
And who's like, buying that?
The people with, like,
$4,000 to spend.
Yeah. Or you can finance it for $291 a month.
Absolutely not.
Like, that is just so, I don't know. And I've seen, like...
That's cringe.
It's very cringe, and it's giving Wall-E. Remember when all the fat people are, like, in their floating boats, and all they have is, like, their screens? Not their floating boats, their little floating chairs.
I don't think I've seen that.
Hold on. You haven't watched Wall-E?
We've had this conversation before.
Aaron.
Lisa. I told you you should come over and watch it.
Okay,
with
me. Well, I'm gonna come over. What
tomorrow.
Are you doing this weekend?
I'm gonna be out of town this weekend.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know. I have to go to a bachelor or bridal shower. My cousin's bridal shower, the ones that already got married. So I'm like, yeah, that's weird, right? Their wedding has not happened yet. However, they're already married.
You told me this. Yeah. I was there when you
when my
you
mom had this told me.
Yeah.
Like they and they've had I mean, to each their own. I'm not judging. I'm just trying to get wrap my mind around it.
Like the reason why.
Yeah. Like I want to know why. Because they had one bridal shower in January and then there's another bridal shower. Like one was in Brownsville and one is like where she's from and then one's in Houston where my cousin's from. So we couldn't go to the one in Brownsville because that's like forever and a day away drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, well, we'll just go down to the one in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, they got married at the one in Brownsville.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, well, shoot, if I knew that they were going to get freaking married, I would have gone.
Yeah.
So now we still have the bridal shower in Houston. They're already married. And then we still have the wedding to go to, which I think I told you is like a whole extravaganza. Yeah,
it's your first Mexican wedding is what I told you.
No, I've been to a Mexican wedding.
No,
I dated a Mexican.
Aaron, no, you're going to your actual first Mexican wedding.
No.
That goes past.
I've been to a Mexican wedding with Luisa before. Britt's cousin, Britt's whole family was Mexican.
What time did the wedding end?
I don't know. I don't think that we stayed for that long.
Oh.
Because it was like his cousin or something.
Okay. Because usually Mexicans' weddings last till 4 a.m.
Definitely a Mexican wedding, though.
Okay.
All, like, we had to move our chairs from our tables, go sit at the ceremony.
Well, that's not all Mexican weddings.
Well, this was my experience. I'm sure that not all of them are like that, but it was the ceremony was in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think they did it in English. Maybe they did like a little part,
mm-hmm.
the I do part.
Yeah.
In English. Then we moved our chairs back and they did the dollar dance and they did all the songs in Spanish.
Okay.
And the only, they had maybe like four songs that were in English. They had Kiss the Girl was like, I don't know if it was like their dance, like, but it was on repeat. It was not like one and done. So it was just like, you know, Sebastian singing Kiss the Girl.
Oh, wow.
From The Little Mermaid.
Yikes.
And it was weird, too, because, like, Britt was in the wedding. So this is, like, my first time really to be around this family, like, by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a very fun experience, I'll just say that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a...
So I just drank.
Yeah. Well, not all Mexican weddings are like that.
Yeah, it was, I would say, done on the cheaper side.
Yeah. I've been to some that even though they're low budget, they're still...
Fun.
Grand.
Yeah.
We're not having to carry our chairs, for sure. I'll tell you that.
Well, it was like the ceremony was like in one part of the room and then like the the reception was like already set up.
Okay.
So, because you know, like sometimes they'll do like the reception outside while the reception or the ceremony outside while the reception's already set up inside.
Yeah.
But there's chairs already out there. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we went to, you know, Lindsay's wedding and it's like, all right, go find your place, right. go find your seat, bring it outside. And then you're going to have to carry your chair back inside and put your seat back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an it was like in a little town in like South Texas. So based on the invitation, this wedding seems like it's going to be extravagant. Which I'm all for. And you know how much I love an after party.
You do love an after
party. I'm down for it.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to make some friends because I know my mom's not going to be able to hang.
Yeah. So that's your goal this weekend?
I guess so. I need to, like, make some girlfriends.
Yeah. Maybe you meet a cute guy.
Oh, maybe. That's going to be like 10 years younger than me. No, not 10. 5.
That's not bad. That's like around my age, maybe.
You're about to be 28. We're only 3 years apart. 3.5.
No, we're 4. Yeah, you're right. 3.5.
You were thinking really, really hard. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like men that are younger than me are just not all there yet.
Well, neither are men that are like our age or older than us, so.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. It just is going to be like the one special one.
Yeah.
That's on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But yeah, that's a good, just find a friend.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll work on that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll come back and report what I found.
All right. Well, we still got to fit in our schedule for you to watch WALL-E.
Okay. Because well, we could, you're coming over tomorrow. We yes. could put it on in the background.
Okay.
Or do you want me to like sit and watch it? No,
it's one of those where we have to sit and watch.
Okay.
It's very cute.
I mean, I could sit and watch.
I mean, yeah, it's not like we're going to be like...
We're not like focusing on like yeah. like a writing paper.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
And then I could cook something for us to eat.
Okay. All right. That means I'm going to have to go on my run tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Plan your run. What's your run tomorrow? Maybe I could come with you.
It's a short run.
Like how short?
20 minute.
Straight?
20 minutes straight, yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was really proud of myself. Oh, I don't think I told you on Thursday. I did 2 miles in 35 minutes.
Oh, good.
It was a little rough.
No stopping?
I would, like, when he would come on, I'd, like, walk a little bit, like, just faster.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, come on, you got this. And I'd be, like, running again. But I'm pretty sure, like, a toddler learning how to walk could run, like, go past me. But well, I was really proud of, like, 2 miles in 35 minutes because I'm like, okay, yeah. Like, if I keep training, I could definitely do 3 miles in 30 minutes.
Absolutely.
So, because that's really just, like, but one of the things that, like, I'm, like, being sporadic right now, but because I was, like, stressed during my run because I was like, oh, my pace is slow. Like, I was, like, kind of stressed about that. And then, like, the coach that, like, from the Nike Training Club app, that does the guided run. God, that man, like, makes me want to cry during my runs because he's like, remember, like, this is your, because it was, like, my first long run.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not about distance. It's not about pace. It's not about time. Like, this is just about endurance.
Yeah.
And so, like, I felt so much better after yeah. that.
Just about not stopping and making it the whole way.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. like, pushing through.
Yeah.
So.
Well... If you want to not do it in the morning, I can go with you on your run.
If you want, yeah.
I mean, I don't really want to, but I should. And then you will probably be better than me. I'll just follow what you do. Just run for 20 minutes. Is it like a run or is it like a jog?
It's more of like a jog.
Okay.
Like, I'm not like...
Like sprinting?
No.
Okay.
No. It's like Coach Bennett. I'm just going to call him that because that's what his name is.
Uh-huh.
He is like, he's like, just get yourself to a pace like where you're like comfortable and like you're not hurting, you're not in pain. Like it might be a little slow, but like it's just like somewhere where you're like, you're good.
Yeah, I hate running.
I know. Like I'm not
you
a good.
Do it outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't do it on the treadmill. Like, okay. I have to see that I'm, like, finish. Covering distance.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's do that, and then I can come. We'll work on our little craft and then watch WALL-E. We make dinner while we get, when I get home.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yeah.
You might have to get there before 6.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking that.
Because it gets dark outside before 6.
Do you, well, can you bring it's your, like 6:30.
Can you bring your computer over and work?
I could. Yeah.
Okay. Because I could just take off, you know, at a whatever time, and then just we work from home the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay, deal. I need a workout. Ugh.
I know.
I have my beach trip in May.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Fernanda wants to plan a Gulf Shores birthday.
Okay.
For Labor Day weekend. And I was like, we can combine your and Aaron's birthdays.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to see, because I was literally just talking to Brittany, because they go, well, actually, never mind. Scratch that. They go to Gulf Shores in July.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about going and crashing their family vacation. She's like, okay, come on. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, we could do something. I did want to take a trip for my birthday this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've done house parties the past 2 years.
Yeah.
So we can talk about it.
Yeah.
I like that idea, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we do that, then I definitely need to, but I'm going to the beach in May. I've got two weddings, and, like, we got to get on the roll. I can't be eating, like, pizza and...
Nerds.
Like, nerd gummies. I'm like, yeah, it's not going to sit well.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm going to find a date.
A date. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways,
guys.
What else was on our list? I feel like there was more than just those stupid Apple glasses.
Well.
Goggles.
Okay, we got two. Excuse me. I really want to talk about burnout, for sure.
What?
Burnout?
Burning out.
Yeah.
Burning out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like from work.
Okay.
Or life or whatever it is people are burning out from.
Okay.
But me specifically, I feel like I'm burning out just a little bit from work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel the same right now?
I'm sorry. I was just trying to like wrap my brain around like the way that we just said burning out like 5 minutes.
Burnout.
Burning out. Yeah, I do feel really burnt out on work. And I even thought this morning, actually, dang, why can't I just wake up and be a housewife and, like, all my bills were paid and, like, I don't have to worry about anything. Like, that would be really nice. But then reality hit me and it was like, no, bitch, like, get to work. Go sling some loans.
I know. I'm like, being like a girl boss is just so hard. It's like,
I know.
I would love to be a Pilates wife.
Yeah, or like a brunch wife where you just get to go to brunch every day.
I would love, yes. I would like to be like a real housewife, you know, where I have a charity that I head and like oversee.
Yeah.
That's the life I envision.
I agree. Because you're still, like, working, but
yeah.
You don't have to.
No.
You could take a day off if
there's
you wanted.
There's assistants and other people that handle.
You just show up to work and everyone's like, oh, she's here. She's here.
Yeah.
Everyone, she's here. In a good way.
Yeah.
Because they like you.
Yeah.
It's not like the proposal where they're, like,
or, like, Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the worst.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, starting a new team with Bank of England, Ross and I have, like, taken on a role of, like, manager. So we have someone underneath us that, like, looks up to us. And we'll, like, look at each other and be like, we don't know what the fuck we're doing. Like, we do to a certain extent, but it's like we're managing somebody.
Yeah.
And, like, their success relies on our success to them.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting. it's tiring.
Yeah.
Like, I love our girl that we hired. Mm-hmm. She's doing a really great job. But it's a lot.
I bet.
And we're trying to hire another one. I'm like, Ross, we're about to, like, add on. It's like a second child.
Yeah. Wow.
We're having our second child. And it's just been like a very short amount of time. Like the idea that we had, we started in October.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's only February. And we already have one child about to have our second.
Yeah.
Looking to have more.
Yeah.
Little yeah. loan babies. Loan officer babies.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like I've just, like, girl boss way too close to the sun sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, for our listeners, I've been promoted. I share an office with one of my coworkers. We're, like, part of a team in our, like, company. But it's just, like, so much work.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only, like, so...
little time.
Little time. And it's, like, I was telling Aaron earlier, it's, like, all of our work gets assigned, like, we already have a list of to do, like, things to do, and then, like, shit just gets piled on by, like, Thursday and Friday. And yeah. they're like, by the way, like, I need you to run numbers for these, like, school districts and blah, 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 blah. Like, one of the schools I'm working on right now, it's, like, it's such a huge, like, number run. I'm, like, a fucking, like, can't right now.
Yeah. And my brain capacity is literally at its max.
Yeah. And then I'm like, we're doing out-of-state books, which out-of-state books are like harder because like in Texas we have this beautiful thing called like the Municipal Advisory of Texas, and mm-hmm. it keeps track of like all the municipalities in Texas, and it keeps track of all their debt, and like out-of-state doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to like make sure when we're like putting debt in, we have to make sure it adds up.
Mm.
And if not, like, we have to find out, like, why.
Mm.
And it's just, I'm like, sometimes I, like, look out the window and I'm like, why the fuck am I here? Like.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, what am I doing here?
Yeah. I would say that I struggle. Like, I like to have my hands in a lot of baskets. Like, we have the podcast. We have, Boss Babes, we have other events that we're doing for work, like family time, mm-hmm. you know, all of that, working out, that goes on the bottom of the list, but it's still try to like
yeah.
get on there, eat healthy, like all yeah. that takes energy.
Get your 10,000 steps in,
like when does everybody have time to do that? And also I think too, like I have a problem like just stepping away from like work because I'm like it just needs to get done, and mm-hmm. I like I'm here right now, like I might as well just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also am working on delegating because yeah. just with my personality type, I just like it done my way.
Yeah, I get that.
Which I think a lot of people do, but like as a manager now, they're not going to learn if we don't give them the opportunity to fail. And so that's been not a struggle, but it's been just like I could do it faster, you yeah. know? And so we're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on that.
Yeah.
But as far as like being burnt out, definitely like wake up and I'm like, man, I wish I didn't have to work today.
I felt like that a lot these past couple of weeks.
Like, I love what I do. Honestly, like, it's very rewarding, but it's a lot of fucking work and a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Like, I got yelled at on Thursday, and when I was new, I probably would have cried.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a shell on
yeah.
an armor now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, 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 sir.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at me.
Yeah.
I'm just relaying the information to you.
Yeah.
And he, like, immediately, like, backs down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, 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 I'm not saying it's you. And I'm like, then stop yelling at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You're yelling at me, and I don't have anything to do with it.
Right.
I'm just relaying the information to you.
Right.
And trying to come up with a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is helping you? Nobody.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yikes.
And it's funny because, like, I'm pretty soft-spoken normally.
Mm-hmm.
And that conversation was going on. And Sean and Chris and Ross were all, like, could hear it. It was in my office, like, with the door kind of closed. And everyone was like, ooh, like, don't mess with her. Like, they were all high-fiving me afterwards because they're like, good job. Like, don't put up with that shit. I'm like, yeah. I'm not scared of nobody.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So. But yeah. I was like, okay, well, that's my day. That sucked all my energy out. Like, yeah. I was like at 3 o'clock and I was like, all right, time to like crack open a beer or something. Right. Like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like, sucked all my energy.
Yeah.
But I get it. I am burned. I definitely, so on TikTok, there was like a giveaway of like a week long, all inclusive, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm signing up for that.
Yeah. Do it.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
What?
That I won a giveaway on Instagram for like free Botox, free lashes, Valentine's Day flowers, and chocolate covered strawberries.
Yum.
Right?
Yeah.
And I honestly just did it for shits and gigs.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think I was going to win. And then I won.
Look at that.
I know.
Well deserved.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm definitely, if my luck is going up, might as well just put in for that free trip for a week. And it's all inclusive and everything's paid for. So I'm like, I might as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to manifest it.
Yeah.
Because
you're going.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Because I need it.
You do.
Like, I feel like I haven't been on, like, an actual vacation.
Yeah.
A lot of my vacations have been, like,
family trips.
Family.
Same.
Which, like, I said
which
that,
which
is like,
not a bad thing.
I said that, like, family. But, like, that's not what I meant. But it's more of a chore than it is a relaxation
trip. It's different. Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's not a girl's trip, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like our Denver trip that we went on for my birthday. Yeah. That was so fun.
That was fun. Or, like, my trip coming up.
Right. Yes. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
So last episode I talked about, like, or I don't know if it was last episode, I was struggling to find a theme. Well, I found it after, like, lots of thoughts and just trying to figure out.
Yeah, thanks for those that wrote in.
Did anybody write in?
No.
Oh. I was like, wait, I didn't see any.
No.
Well, if anybody just said it out loud when they were listening to us.
Oh, I gave you some.
You and Fernanda. And so then I decided, because I was like, I'm like thinking too big.
Okay, tell us what the freaking theme is.
Okay. The theme is coastal grandmother.
I love it. It literally, like, I feel like describes you perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Like, chic.
You know.
Comfy.
Yes.
Cute.
Because I was also like, I want us to look cute while we're out at the wineries and stuff.
I think it's going to be really good. Maybe we should have like two themes, one for the wineries and then one for the night out.
Yeah. Well, I was, yeah.
Because that is a good one for the wineries. We'll look like we're so posh.
Yeah. I literally texted the group chat.
Are we going to wear wigs? Wigs.
We could do, no.
Oh.
No. I was just about to say we could do wigs for the night out.
The night out.
We could. I don't know.
You don't want us to wear grandma wigs?
No.
Be like, she's turning 28.
No. No, I'm
the great 28.
No. I definitely don't want to do that.
I think that'd be so funny.
No.
Oh my gosh, fine.
But, yeah, I made a little board on Shuffles because I was like, I need to get the aesthetic down so people know what the vibes are.
So just like coastal theme.
No.
Beach theme.
No. It's coastal grandmother. It's a specific niche. It's not just beach theme.
Okay.
Have you ever watched a Nancy Myers movie?
No.
Something's Gotta Give?
No.
It's Complicated?
No.
Well, I grew up on those movies.
I mean, I'm sure actually
have been watching those.
I actually should. I actually think I have watched It's Complicated. But well, I was on a roll, so
yeah. No.
Yeah.
Like, at least I don't watch movies.
I don't watch any movies. But I think I just need to do some research.
Yeah, just I'm gonna have so much fun with this.
Okay.
I already started looking at like some outfits and stuff.
I'm sure.
I'm so excited.
Like on what?
On Amazon.
Oh.
You literally look up Coastal Grandmother.
Oh, and it has the outfits already?
And it's got like a little pop-up stuff.
Okay.
I even told Fernanda, I was like, I will allow cowboy boots. If that's something you decide to...
As a grandmother would wear?
Because there's something called Coastal Cowgirl.
Mm.
I was like, I'll allow that if you can show me your outfit.
What kind of shoes does a coastal grandmother wear? Like slip-on Velcro shoes?
No. Okay, you're thinking way too fucking hard on this. No.
That's what I'm thinking.
Did you not see the board I sent?
I saw, but I didn't, like, dissect it. I just...
Well, you should have.
I'm sorry.
Like, think, like, cute little, like, sandals, wedges, like, you know, espadrilles. Is that how you say it?
I don't know. I'm not good at fashion.
Platform sandals.
I have platform sandals.
Think like linen pants or like linen.
Linen? Like cotton?
No. Linen blend. Have you? Okay, you know that set you have from Sam's that's from Gap?
Yeah.
The pink and white one? That's linen.
Okay.
Think like that.
I think it's cotton.
Erin, no. It's literally their
linen. I'm going
home
and looking at that.
I have the same one. It's linen.
That's literally the type of material it's called. Linen.
Yeah, like, for example, this. I have it saved. Well, not the specific color, but, like, this material is linen.
Okay, that's cute.
So, like, that would, like, some cute sandals.
Okay. I don't like those shoes that she's wearing.
Okay. I don't either.
Okay.
Not those shoes. But you just literally just go on Pinterest and look
okay,
up.
Okay. I just haven't had a chance to research it
or
yet.
Or Coastal Granddaughter. But
no, I like grandma better.
But you're not dressing like a grandma.
I can make it work.
Think Martha Stewart, the way she kind of...
Yeah. I don't want to dress like Martha.
Well, nobody does. Well.
What's her name? Martha Stewart.
Yeah. But anyways, guys, I think.
We can end it there.
Yeah.
I think we should post. Well, we'll definitely post our pictures from your birthday. But that's not for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's not until March.
We'll talk.
You know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get a digital camera.
Oh,
because all these, like, TikToker
Can you
children,
not just get one from back in high school that you
I
had?
I don't have, like,
I could probably
point and shoot.
Dig up an old one that I had. We just charged the battery up. From
like
2010.
Like, point and shoot?
I don't know. It's probably, like,
a Nikon?
Yeah. Is that what it's called? A Nikon?
Yeah, Nikon.
Yeah. I had...
Well, I've seen one for just, like, $40 on Amazon. Because, like, all these, like,
digital
kids...
cameras are coming back.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, on the TikTok
look at
shop?
Look at the...
The flash?
Well, the flash and, like, the...
I know.
Aesthetic. And I'm like, this is what we did.
But they're taking better pictures than I was, for sure.
Well, we thought it was, like, a one-and-done situation. Like, we would do photo shoots, but we don't delete.
True.
We do not delete. So, if your eyes are closed, it's going on Facebook in the album of 100 pictures. We're not deleting anything.
No.
It is what it is.
We're labeling it summer.
Yeah. You have, like, 10. I still have all of my, like, albums from high school. Like, summer 2010. Like, Christmas break. sophomores.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
How embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. But now they do that with Instagram, their photo dumps.
They'll just, but like, you can only do like 10 at a time.
Well, yeah, but now they're doing like photo dumps of like events or like my month of February, and it'll just be like a photo dump.
So everything's coming back.
Pretty much.
But they're edited photos.
Yeah, theirs are like more aesthetically pleasing.
Something about the photos that we took, though, and they're just so raw and they're more fun and true. Yeah. Of like who we are.
I agree.
Because honestly, that show Euphoria, I think that obviously it relates to the younger generation because like they all look like they're in their 30s now, mm-hmm. anyways, when they're 15. And we did not look like that. I looked like a toenail.
What the fuck?
I feel like I did.
I mean, I still get carded.
Me too.
And like, I saw, talking about that, this younger generation that's older than us, I saw a TikTok of a girl who was like, she'd like text, and it was like people talking about how my generation or something like that. And she's like, guess how old I am? And I'm looking at her and I'm like, oh, she looks about my age, probably like 27, 28. And everybody else in the car is like, how is she not 27, 28? And I'm like, wait, how the old is this bitch? She's like 20, 21 or something like that. She's young. But literally everyone else in the comment section was like 27 or 28. 27 or 28. And she looks...
She probably has like lip filler.
She wasn't... No.
Really?
No. She looks regular, like normal.
Maybe it's just like the food. That's what I think. I think it's in
our
food.
The milk, the hormones...
Well, the chicken that we eat, all of that
chicken.
Stuff.
The chicken. Well, a lot of the... I just thought about this video I came across on TikTok that had me giggling so much. It's like this guy who's like on a Disney cruise, and he's like, guys, look at this chicken. And he's like trying to like cut it open, and he's like, this doesn't look like chicken. Look. And then in the background, the Disney cruise starts playing the like some tune. I don't have to find it and send it to you, but the way he reacts.
Does that have to do with the chicken?
No, like he's on the Disney cruise, and I guess like at noon or I don't know what time the Disney cruise does like the when you wish upon a star, like blaring horn, and he's like on the like patio or something, and it's loud, and he's like shaking, but he's like, that was so rude, and he's like, but the chicken looked worse than McDonald's chicken. Ooh. Nuggets. It looked
like
nasty.
Rubber.
Yes.
Yeah, when we ate those chicken nuggets the other day, remember we ate them when we were singing karaoke? Yeah.
Every time I took a bite, I had to, like, stare at chicken. At the chicken nugget, I would stare at it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's not good. This ain't chicken.
It's like chicken. This is a little rubber thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did get a double cheeseburger from them on Friday night.
Fernanda and I had Taco Bell.
You guys should have just come over on Friday.
I was honestly so tired. Like,
I know,
but
I have
tired,
a very comfy
grumpy.
Couch.
I know, but I like wanted to take my makeup off. Like,
I have makeup wipes.
I don't use makeup wipes anymore.
I have face wash.
I just need to have like a like miniature kit of like
you
everything
do.
I have.
You have little pants. You have pants whenever you come over.
You see little pants.
Like little pants like this big.
Polly Pocket pants.
You just have your little Polly Pocket. Like, ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then you just add water and things.
That would be nice.
And then we would have to throw in the dryer because then you don't have to sit in your pants. Your wet
pants.
Yeah,
my wet pants.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. That derailed.
Yeah. But, yeah, kids these days do look older. But then again, a lot of the kids in Euphoria are, like, Zendaya's, like, 26 or something.
Yeah. But she's playing a 16-year-old.
Yeah. Well, it's like fucking the brother in Hannah Montana, who's 30.
Oh, God. Dang. So I still have a chance to be a teenager on a TV show, maybe.
I mean, everybody on Beverly Hills, like 90210.
Oh, yeah. Like, Yeah, all the.
Oh, I found the TikTok, by the way. Do you want
to? Oh my God.
We'll end this and we'll watch it.
Okay.
Well, guys, this has been fun.
This has been fun. Nice little random.
Randomness. I mean, nothing as random as our last episode, but.
Yeah. Also, we didn't really talk about what we were drinking because we're not drinking anything tonight. We're just drinking water.
We're sober bitches tonight.
Boring.
I know. We're boring sober bitches. Not even our non-alcoholic drinks that I forgot. I know.
We're just drinking boring old water, hydrating ourselves. But I have been having like some stomach issues today, so it's probably best that we're not drinking anything because, yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're signing off. We'll keep you posted on our event. I'm going to go text my crush. And happy Valentine's Day.
What am I going to do? You have so much to report back on.
You're going to make friends this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot what my homework was.
And you're going to watch WALL-E. And we're going to report back on that, too.
True. Okay. Watching WALL-E, making some new friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cheers. Guys. Cheers.
Water cheers. Is it bad luck to do a water cheers?
No.
Oh. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Bye.